姊妹们早上好。
We have been covering finding sufficiency in Christ in first two sessions.
我们已经在前两堂已经讲到我们在基督里找到满足。
And the first session, we focus on abiding in Christ.
第一次交通我们的重点是我们住在基督里。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into Christ.
如果我们允许圣灵引导我们带我们到基督那里。
Step by step,
一步一步地带我们。
Then we will find our sufficiency in Christ.
然后我们就能在基督里得着我们的满足。
Then in the second session, we cover a different aspect.
在第二堂，我们从另外一个角度谈到。
Christ abides in us.
基督住在我们里面。
But how can Christ abide in us?
基督如何能够住在我们里面？
Christ said, He is the bread of life.
基督乃是生命的粮。
How can this life to abide in us.
这个生命如何能够住在我们里面?
We eat his flesh and drink his blood.
我们吃他的肉,喝他的血。
And this life abides in us.
这个生命就住在我们里面。
This life is the crucified life of Christ.
这一个生命乃是基督钉十架的生命。
So when we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we are taking in his crucified life.
所以每一次当我们吃他的肉喝他的血我们乃是把他钉十架的生命接到我们的里面
And this crucified life in us will transform us from a child to a son
这一个钉十架的生命能够使我们从孩子的生命变为儿子的生命
So when every time we eat his flesh and drink his blood we have to know what is the meaning ofOf that.
所以每一次当我们吃他的肉喝他的血我们必须要来明白这个背后的意义是什么
Are we allowed this crucified life operate in our life?
我们是否让这个钉十架的生命在我们里面运行呢
Are we willing to surrender our will?
我们是否愿意把我们的意志向着主降服呢
Allow this crucified life to do the will of the Father.
好使这个钉十架的生命能够来实行天父的旨意。
Then we will find our sufficiency.
然后我们才能够在基督里得着我们的满足。
This morning we move on.
今天早晨我们要继续。
What is ultimate testimony of sufficiency?
那个满足的见证是什么呢
？If someone is sufficient, what is his testimony?
如果今天有一个人他有满足。他的见证是什么样的
And this testimony is peace.
这一个见证就是平安。
We can find this in the life of our Lord Jesus.
我们可以在我们主耶稣基督的身上看到这样的见证。
His entire life is characterized by inner peace and real rest of heart.
我们主的一生都是在他的里面，他的心里面满有了安息。
Because he is sufficient.
因为我们的主他是有能力全有全足全丰
Because God is his sufficiency.
因为神是他的全有全足全丰与满足
That's the focus of this morning. Christ is our peace.
这是我们今天早晨所要谈到的基督是我们的平安
Let's read a few portion of scriptures.
我们一起来读一些的主的话
John chapter 14
约翰福音十四章
Verse 27
27节
PeaceI live with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的，不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
There are nine spiritual fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子有九样的表现
But Jesus only mentioned one of them
但是主耶稣只提到其中一样
Peace
平安
Why?
为什么呢
Are other fruits not that important?
是不是说其他另外八个果子不重要呢
When Jesus Before Jesus departed from the earth he only mentioned peace
当我们主离世之前他只提到了一样就是平安
I think this is the reason is that when we are attacked by enemy, that the first thing he wants to attack us is to take away our peace.
我想这个原因就是我们当我们受到仇敌的攻击的时候，仇敌要夺走的第一样就是我们的平安。
Therefore, in this time, that Jesus said, I leave my peace with you.
所以在这个的时候，主耶稣告诉我们，我把我的平安留下给你们。
John 16, chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音16章33节。
This thing I have spoken to you, so that in me,You may have peace. In the world, you have tribulations. But take courage. I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to verse 30.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
And you will know the truth.And the truth will make you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Father, we are so grateful this morning that we have another opportunity to gather before you.
天父，我们今天早晨心中满了感谢，我们又有一次机会能够聚在你的面前。
We are so thankful that you are the answer to all of our questions.
主啊，我们何等感谢，你是我们所有问题的解答。
And there is one who is sufficient.
有一位，他是那全有全足全丰的。
Therefore, we invite you to come into our life.
主啊，所以我们邀请你进到我们的生命当中。
We want to partake this crucified life.
我们愿意与这个钉十字架的生命联合。
This life will become our inner peace.
这样的生命将成为我们里面的平安。
Father, we are so grateful that you know.Our knee in this time of tribulation.
天父，我们何等的感谢，因为你知道，在今天这一个困难的时候，你知道我们的需要。
Therefore, you leave your peace to us.
所以你把你的平安留下给我们。
May we all experience the peace of Christ.
愿我们都来经历基督的平安。
The true peace.
这个真的平安。
So we will know this truth. The truth.Will set us free.
使我们能够认识真理，真理必叫我们得自由。
Again, commit this time into your hands.
我们再次把这个时间托在你的手中。
Only you can satisfy us.
只有你能够使我们得着满足。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
I would like to start with a story of peace.
我愿意开始跟大家分享一个关于平安的故事。
I actually heard this story.Very, very early during my life.
其实我是在我生命很早期的时候听到这个故事。
I think it's a well-known story, so many you have heard this as well.
我想这是一个被人熟知的故事，很多人也许已经听过。
But I think it's just a very good illustration to set the scene for this burden.
但是我想为着今天早晨的负担，这是一个很好的图画，能够向大家展示。
There once lived a very wealthy person.
从前有一个很富有的人。
Who was willing to pay a small fortune to find paintings that describe true peace.
他愿意花上一些价钱去找到一个画画的人，能够来描绘出一幅平安的图。
One day, as he was walking through, looking at most recent submissions,
有一天他就在那里看那些交上来的很多的画。
And two paintings capture his attention.
有两幅画就是吸引了他的眼睛。
One was a painting of a beautiful lake, maybe like this one.
其中的一幅就是画了一个很美丽的湖，就像我们外面那个湖一样。
And surrounded by lush green mountains, you don't have mountains here.
周围是被那些绿色的山都环绕，这里没有那样的山。
And the water seemed as still as glass.
那个水平静的如镜子一样。
And the cloud moved across the sky.
那个云就在天空这样划过。
And next to this painting was another one that portrayed a completely different scene.
在这幅画的旁边有另外一幅画。所描绘的是完全不同的景象。
It was still a lake surrounded by mountains.
同样也是一个湖，旁边有很多的山环绕。
But in this picture, strong winds have whipped the lake into a tempest.
但是这幅画里面有很大的风，然后吹的这个湖面都在波动。
And dark clouds loom over the rugged mountain landscape.
这个黑云好像就笼罩了整个的山头。
It's almost like a downpour is about to begin.
就好像暴雨之前的那个样子。
And everyone was shocked that the wealthy person picked the second painting.
很多人非常的惊讶，这个有钱的人居然选了第二幅的画。
And they do not understand. You know, if you want a peace, why do you pick a painting that is so chaotic?
他们不明白，如果你今天要找一幅平安的画，为什么你选择的却是一个混乱的一幅画呢？
And the rich person pointed out a detail that almost everyone overlooked.
这个有钱的人他就指出来了一个细节，是其他所有人都忽略掉的。
If you look at very closely in the second painting, that around the lake there is a little waterfall.
如果你仔细的看那个第二幅的话，在远处那边有一个瀑布。
And by the waterfall, there's a cleft in the rock.
在那个瀑布的那里有一个悬崖。
有一个小洞。
哦，有个小洞。
Yeah. In the cleft of the rock was a nest.
在那个小洞的里面有一个很小的鸟窝。
And where a mother bird set upon tiny blue eggs.
有一个母的鸟，它在里面有
妈妈鸟。
哦，有一个妈妈鸟，在那个里面有鸟蛋。
And I think the second painting present the meaning of true peace.
我想这个第二幅的画所描绘出来的乃是真平安。
A true peace require a backdrop.
真的平安需要一个背景。
And the backdrop is often very chaotic.
这个背景通常都是很混乱。
And that is the true peace that the mother bird and the tiny blue egg display.
这就是那个妈妈鸟跟那个蓝色的那个鸟蛋所描绘出来。
And this is the kind of peace Jesus was talking about.
这个平安就是我们主耶稣所谈到讲到的平安。
He said, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace."
说这些事我告诉你们，你们在我里面有平安。
In the world you have tribulations.
在世上你们有苦难。
But take courage.I have overcome the world.
但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So this chaotic background is tribulation.
所以这个混乱的背景乃是受到逼迫。
Only in tribulation you can experience true peace.
只有在难处逼迫当中，你才能够经历到那个真平安。
Without tribulation, we do not understand what is true peace.
我们看没有。混乱没有难处的话，你其实不知道什么是真平安。
Experience true peace requires a specific context.
经历到真平安是需要前提和背景。
And the storm depicted in the second painting provides the context for us to see true peace.
这个第二幅画中所描绘的这个风暴，乃是给我们提供了一个前提，让我们能够经历到真平安。
And if you look at the life of our Lord Jesus.
如果你们看我们主耶稣基督的生活
We can witness a true peace because he lived in the context of chaos.
我们就能看到他生命所表达的真平安呢，是因为他处在一个背景的里面。
Now, despite facing numerous challenges, Jesus' effort on earth was undoubtedly marked by peace.
主耶稣在这个地上是充满了那些挑战跟困难，但是他的生命却是平安的彰显。
Demands placed on him were great.
这个需要在他的里面是很大的。
But there was much to be done, but Jesus was never overwhelmed or distressed.
有很多的事情需要他来做，但是我们的主耶稣从来没有里面好像就焦虑紧张。
He went through it all with a sense of peace and heart at rest.
他经历这所有的事情，他的心中是满了平安的。
It is worth noting that in scriptures never depict Jesus in a hurry or running.
这是值得我们注意的，在圣经当中从来没有说到我们主耶稣是匆忙的去做事。
If you look through scripture, you find in any place Jesus is running, let me know.
如果你去查考圣经，你在任何的一处地方你发现主耶稣在那里快跑，你要让我知道。
I have not found any places that Jesus is rushing.
我没有在任何的圣经里面找到这样的经文，主耶稣匆忙的在做。
He has that inner peace, regardless of what happened outside.
他里面有那真平安，无论外面在发生什么。
He was never pressed for time.
他从来没有在那里好像抓时间。
Even his dear friend Lazarus was about to die.
即使他的好朋友拉撒路要死了。
He was at peace.
他里面仍然满了平安。
He can still wait for a couple of days.
他仍然可以在那里等候了多日。
What a peace in Christ.
我们基督里面是何等的平安。
His entire life reflects a state of inner peace and enduring grace.
他的整个的生活就像我们彰显里面的平安，那是满了恩典。
Why was it?
为什么是这样呢？
How can he behave like that?
我们的主如何能够这样的在反应生活呢？
Often he was in storms.
他经常是在风暴的里面。
But the stormWere not in him.
但是这个风暴却不在主的里面。
Now we are quite the opposite.
但是我们却常常是相反的。
When the storm comes around us,
当风暴在我们周围发生的时候
，the storm comes into our heart very rapidly.
这个风暴就很快的进到了我们的里面。
And we lose peace.
然后我们就失去了平安。
And Jesus is not the same.
但是主耶稣却不是这样。
No matter how much the storm was around him.
无论外面的风暴是如何的凶猛
，The storm could never get into him.
这个风暴永远也进不到主的里面来。
Therefore, his inner peace would never be disturbed.
所以他里面的平安与安息永远不会被打扰到。
I think we all knew the story of the stormy sea of Galilee, right?
我想我们都很熟知这个加利利船上的那个风暴。
The storm never robbed him of his peace.
这个风暴与没有把主耶稣里面的平安夺去。
While the boat was filled with waters,
虽然这个船上满了水
，He was asleep.
主却在那里睡着了。
Did Jesus know that the boat is filled with water?
主耶稣难道不知道这个船上满了水吗
？Of course he knew.
他当然知道。
But he slept.
但是他睡着了。
And the storm entered the hearts of the disciples.
这个风暴进到了门徒的心里面
，and the fear took hold of their emotions.
这个惧怕就充满了他们的情感
，and the fear became a very heavy burden in their heart.
这个惧怕在他们的心中就成为一个重担
，causing them to lose their peace and cry out.
使他们就失去了安息，所以他们向主呼求
，Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
拉比，你难道不介意吗？我们要灭亡了。
But Jesus was in a completely different state.
但是我们的主里面却在完全不同的光景。
Then he was asleep on a cushion.
他在一个枕头上睡着了。
In the stern of the boat amidst the raging storm.
即使在这个船在风暴的里面。
This is just like the second painting.
这里所描绘的就像我们刚才谈到第二幅的那个画。
This is true peace.
这是真平安。
This is what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
This is the answer to all of our questions.
这是我们所有问题的解答。
Then if we have this true peace, it doesn't matter what happened around us.
如果我们得着这样的真平安，外面在发生什么就不重要了。
The storm almost overtook the boat.
这个风暴将近把这个船就要淹没。
It never disturbed the peace in Jesus.
但却没有影响到耶稣心里面的平安。
This is the kind of peace He's giving to us.
这样的平安乃是主所赐给我们的。
What a precious gift!
这是何等宝贵的礼物。
Do you want this peace?
你是否愿意得着这样的平安？
You have this peace. You have the answer to all questions.
你得着了这样的平安，你就得着了所有问题的解答。
Brothers and sisters, this is the precious gift left to us by our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是宝贵的恩赐，我们的主留下给我们。
Therefore, we need to consider how can we obtain this true peace.
所以我们要来思想，我们如何得着这个真平安。
How can we prevent the storm getting into our heart?
我们如何能够不使这个风暴进到我们的里面来？
Of course, each one of us will face different storms.
当然，我们每个人都在遇见不同的风暴。
So this morning we cannot cover.Every one of the possible storms we can face.
So, 今天早晨我们不可能把每一样风暴我们都在这里讲完。
But we categorize all the storms we are facing in our life in three categories.
但我们可以把我们生命当中所经历的风暴给它分类有三种。
No matter what storm you're facing is one of these.
无论你所遇见的风暴是什么，但是总在其中一种当中。
So if we can learn to deal with These three storms, we can deal with all the storms in our life.
如果我们能够来学习对付这三种的风暴，我们就能够来应付我们生命中所发生所有的风暴。
These category are very broad.
这个的种类是非常的宽阔。
So it covers many, many different actual storms.
它是覆盖了很多不同的风暴。
The first storm is our sins.
第一个风暴乃是我们的罪。
The quickest way to lose our peace is sin.
最快的能使我们失去平安的就是我们的罪。
I'm pretty sure all of us has experienced already.
我想我们每个人应该都经历到。
If there's no quickest way to lose your true peace by sin.
除了罪以外，没有剩下另外一个可以使你更快失去平安的。
David wrote,For my iniquities are gone over my head, as a heavy burden, they weigh too much for me.
大卫写道，他说我的罪恶常在我的面前。
And for a believer, for a chosen of God,
对于一个信主蒙神拣选的人，
nothing take away our peace.Quicker than our sins.
没有任何的事物像罪一样能够把我们的平安夺取。
David said, "The burden of our sin can overwhelm us."
大卫说道，我们罪的重担可以把我们这个人淹没了。
Therefore, to experience the peace of Christ, we must find rest amidst the storms of our sins.
所以我们如果要来得着基督的平安，我们必须要来。要来在我们的罪恶的风暴当中要来认识这件事。
And the second category of storm is our self-life.
第二个的风暴乃是我们的己生命。
This is a very broad category.
这是一个很宽的范围。
Many, many storms in our life is actually caused by our self-life.
在我们生命当中，很多的风暴都是因为我们这个己生命所造成的。
Our self-life exists before we receive Christ.
我们的己生命是在我们接受主的生命之前就已经有。
But when we recognize Jesus as our new masters,
当我们认主为我们的主的时候
，when we accept the Lord as our Lord,
我们接受主为我们的主
，our self-life still exists.
我们己生命仍然在那里。
Consequently, there is a conflict frequently arise between these two masters.
所以常常我们里面就有一个征战，乃是这两个不同的主在哪里。
Sometimes we may not recognize this way.
很多时候我们不见得能够意识到。
But there is a conflict within us.
但是这里有一个矛盾跟征战在哪里？
The desire of our old master often clash with the desire of our new master.
我们自己里面那个老我、老的主，常常和新的主在那里征战。
Jesus even said, "No one can serve two masters."
主耶稣也说到，没有人能够来侍奉两个主。
So the ongoing conflict between the two masters create a constant battle within us.
这常常在两个主之间的征战，就在我们的里面产生一个巨大的征战。
Leading to a lack of peace and rest in our lives.
使我们失去了里面的安息与平安。
So, although the storm comes in many different shape and form,
虽然这个风暴好像以不同的方式来到我们生命当中。
But if you look at the deep aspect of it.
但是如果你透过表面看到它的根部，
It is because of the conflict between the old master and new masters.
乃是里面的这个矛盾跟征战，老的主跟新的主之间的征战。
The third kind of storm.
第三个风暴。
This may be a surprise to you.
也许对你来说是很惊讶。
It's the law.
乃是律法。
It may be a surprise to you. You may think that the law is Old Testament.
也许你会想到律法呢是旧约里。
We live in New Testament.
我们活在新约的时候。
We're liberated from the law already.
我们已经从律法中得自由。
I just read Galatians. We're liberated.
我已经读了加拉太书，我们从律法当中得自由。
Paul already addressed this issue to the letter of Galatians.
保罗写信给加拉太人，告诉他们。
And the Lord liberates with the power of the cross.
主释放我们脱离律法在十字架上。
Release us from the burden of the law.
从律法的重担当中得自由。
We can serve in the newness of spirit.
我们可以用新的样式来服侍我们的主。
This is all true.
这都是真的。
But after being saved, there are moments when the burden of the law can still trouble us.
但是即使在你重生得救之后，律法的重担仍然会在那里搅扰我。
He appears in different form.
他所出现在我们生命当中的是以不同的形式。
He doesn't appear in the same way as appear in the Old Testament time.
他不像好像在旧约当中某些固定的方式出现在我们的生
活。He appears to us as traditions.
他们出现在我们的生命当中乃是以传统的形式。
He appears to us as religion.
出现在我们生命当中乃是以宗教的形式。
He appears to us as hypocrisy.
出现在我们当中乃是以假冒为善的形式。
So what is hypocrisy?
就什么是假冒为善？
Hypocrisy is our external practices, our external form, not consistent with our inner being.
假冒为善乃是说的我们外面的表现与我们里面的实质它不相同。
In the Old Testament time, the external is the law.
在旧约的时代，外面的这个律法呢，是说到律法。
But today, we can replace that external form to whatever the form that we use.
但是今天我们可以把外面的这个形式来换成别的东西。
We can replace the law with the teaching that we hold dear to.
我们可以把这个外面的这个律法变为我们今天紧紧抓住的一些教训。
Even the teaching of the way of the cross.
即使就是十字架道路的教训。
If you hold on to the teaching of the way of the cross, but you don't have the reality.
如果你仅仅是抓住十字架道路的教训，你里面却没有实际的话。
You don't have the crucified life in you.
你没有这个钉十字架的生命在你的里面。
But you love to talk about the way of the cross.
但你就是爱讲十字架道路的道。
You feel proud of it because you know the way of the cross.
你因着你知道十字架道路的道，你感到很骄傲。
But you do not live a crucified life.
但你的生活却不是活在钉十字架的生活里面。
That is called hypocrisy.
这就是叫做假冒为善。
That kind of person is hypocrites.
这样的人就是一个假冒为善的人。
Then you are in the storm of the law.
你就在律法的风暴里面。
Brother and sister, We are very much in the storm of the law today.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天很多的时候都是在这样律法的风暴当中。
Any practice that we feel strongly about，
每一个我们所抓住、所坚持的外面的形式。
If we do not know the spiritual meaning of it，
如果我们不知道这背后属灵的意义。
If we do not live in its reality，
如果我们不是活在这个实际的当中。
That can be a tradition，
这就可以成为一个传统。
It can be a religion，
可以成为一个宗教。
Worse， it could be hypocrisy。
更糟糕的是，它会成为假冒为善。
No hypocrite will find true rest。
没有一个假冒为善的人能够得着真平安。
No hypocrite will ever experience true peace。
没有任何一个假冒为善的人，他可以经历到真平安。
That's what we're going to cover this morning。
这是我们今天早晨所要谈到的。
How do we face these three common storms in our life？
我们如何在我们的生命当中来面对这三种的风暴
？The first one。We need to return to Christ in the storms of our sins.
第一个，在我们罪的风暴里面，我们需要转向基督。
The reason we are in sin because we're not in Christ.
我们在罪里的原因，乃是因为我们不在基督里。
Therefore, we must return to Christ in the storm of our sins.
所以当我们处在自己罪的风暴里面的时候，我们必须要转向基督。
Second, we surrender to Christ in the storm of self-life.
第二个，在我们被自己己生命的风暴所缠绕的时候，我们把我们降服在基督的面前。
Third, lastly, we give Christ the preeminence in the storm of the law.
第三个，当被律法的风暴所包围的时候，我们要使基督居首位。
Our Lord Jesus was never distressed by the matter of personal sin.
我们的主耶稣从来没有因着个人的罪在那里受搅扰。
His peace was never disturbed by sin within.
他的平安从来没有因着他的罪而受打扰。
Because there was no sin in him.
因为在他的里面没有任何的罪。
But we often find that Jesus was pressed to take the wrong course.
但是我们经常发现主耶稣是走在一条很长的路上。
人希望他走岔。
人希望主耶稣走错路。
But he never yielded to the temptation.
但是主耶稣从来没有像在这样的试探面前屈服。
Oftentimes, he faced the temptation to spare himself from suffering.
他常常面对到试探，是使他能够脱离现在所受的苦难。
This is the strongest temptation.
这是最强的试探。
To spare yourself from suffering.
能够今天使你从苦难当中得解脱。
And this temptation came from his very close friend Peter.
这样的试探是从他最亲近的朋友彼得身上来的。
And Peter said, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you."
彼得告诉他说：“主啊，万万不可。”
This was the temptation from outside.
这是从外面来的试探。
But this never disturbed Jesus' peace.
但是这样的试探从来没有影响到基督里面的平安。
Because his unwavering loyalty to his Father.
因为我们的主向着父神是完全的忠心的。
And so he frustrated the temptations.
所以他就面对这样的试探。
Then preserve his inner peace.
能够保持他里面的平安。
Unlike the Lord Jesus Christ.We are disturbed by our sins daily.
不像我们主耶稣，我们常常在每天的生活当中被我们的罪所搅扰。
It is very crucial to recognize the need to address our sins.
很重要的就是我们需要来认识我们的罪。
We often believe that we have already dealt with our sins when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们常常以为在我们初初信主的时候，我们已经解决了我们罪的问题。
Which is true.
这个一定层面是
All our sins are indeed put away in Christ.
我们所有的罪在基督里都得着了释放。
Jesus Christ has delivered us once and for all from sin.
耶稣基督一次永远的拯救我们脱离罪。
As Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
就像罗马书第八章第一节。
This is one of those verses you and I need to memorize.
这是你跟我需要记住的。
But I'm more merciful. This is a very short verse.
但是我很短的一节圣经。
This is very short. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在耶稣基督里就不定罪。
Brother and sister, we need to memorize this one in our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要把这些圣经记在心里。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不再定罪了。
What a remarkable truth.
这是一个何等荣耀的真理。
We need to hold on to these verses.
我们需要来抓住这一节的圣经。
But however, the question arises, is this our daily experience?
但是问题是，这是否是我们每一天生活的写照？
Do we live a life that has this peace now? Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
我们现在的情况是否处在这样的光景里面呢？如今在耶稣基督里就不再定罪。
Are we still disturbed by our sins?
或者我们仍然被我们的罪所缠绕？
Why is so? If we have this verse, why are we still disturbed by our sins?
如果我们认识这些圣经，为什么我们今天还被我们的罪所搅扰呢？
We have to read the scripture very carefully.
我们需要很认真的来读主这话。
We read that verses twice.
我们刚才读了两遍。
But I want to point out, have you paid attention to the last two words?
但是我要指出来，你是否在最后的两个词上面你注意了
？It's last two words in English translation.
是在英文当中的最后的两个词。
All right, I read one more time. Let's focus on the last two words. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
如今，那些在耶稣基督里的就不再定罪了。
You are still disturbed by your sins because you are not in Christ.
今天你仍然被你的罪所搅扰，那是因为你没有在基督里。
If you can return to Christ,
如果你可以回到基督里。
If you are in Christ,
如果你在基督里。
Then these words, this scripture, become your salvation again.
如果是这样的话，这节圣经就成为你的拯救。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不再定罪了。
How can I return to it?
我如何能够回到基督里？
Now you know that you have to be in Christ.
你现在知道你需要在基督里。
But you are disturbed by sins.
但是你被罪所搅扰。
Now you know you need to return to Christ.
但你又知道我要回到基督里。
How do I return to Christ?
我如何回到基督里？
It's very simple, repentance.
这是很简单的悔改。
Repentance is a highway to Christ.
悔改乃是回到基督里的大道。
The Lord already laid out this highway.
乃是我们的主向我们表明了这个大道。
Go straight into Christ.
直接的回到基督里。
And this highway called repentance,
这个大道叫做悔改。
We need to have a highway called repentance highway.
我们需要有一个大道叫做悔改的大道。
To remind all of us that there is a highway.
来提醒我们这里有一个大道。
I do not have peace now.
我现在没有了平安。
Because of my sins.
因着我的罪。
I need to be in Christ.
我需要回到基督里。
But there is a highway to Christ.
这里有一个大道能够回到基督里。
And that highway is called repentance.
那一个大道就叫做悔改。
Brothers and sisters, how often...You drive on this freeway to Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，有多长的时间你是在这条大道上面回到基督里？
We need to drive on this freeway almost daily.
我们需要每天的都在这个大道上面生活行走。
This is a normal Christian life.
这是正常的基督徒生活。
You cannot just get on this freeway on the day you were saved.
你不能只在你信主的那一天在这个大道上面。
It is great that day when you drive on this freeway, you enter into Christ, your sins are forgiven.
很好，你第一得救的第一天，你在这个大道上面，你的罪得着了释放跟拯救。
But that's not enough.
但是这是不够的。
We need to learn to find this freeway every day in our life.
我们需要在我们生活的每天当中都要来找到这条大道。
Because we are disturbed by our sins daily.
因为我们每天都被我们的罪所在那里缠绕影响。
Therefore, whenever we are disturbed, we're reminded to return to Christ.
所以每一次当我们里面受到搅扰影响的时候，我们被提醒我们要回到基督里。
Then we need to get on this freeway.
然后我们就要来走在这条大道上。
And this freeway will take us right back into to Christ.
这条大道就叫直接引我们到基督里。
Brother and sister, we need to practice this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在这件事上操练。
This sounds so basic.
这个听起来非常的基本。
But this will take us out of our hypocrisy.
但是这个会救我们脱离我们的假冒为善。
If we do not deal with our sins,
如果我们不对付我们的罪的话,
but we continue to maintain our outward forms,
我们仍然保持住我们外面的形式,
have not driven on this freeway for a long time,
在这条大道上我们已经很久没有走了,
you become your inner being and your outward testimony become separated.
你里面的人的情况和你外面的见证就分开了。
Then you will not have true peace.
你不会有真平安的。
You will never have true peace.
你永远不会有真平安的。
The only way you can return to experience that true peace is drive on this freeway.
唯一的一条路能够回到这个真平安里，那是走在这条大道上面。
Ride the way of repentance back to Christ.
走在这条悔改的大道上面，回到基督里面。
The more often you drive on this freeway,
越是经常的你走在这条大道上面。
Then you are very close. Your inner being and your outward appearance is very, very close together.
这样的话，你里面的人和你外面的见证就会更加的一致。
Then you have that true peace.
然后你就里面有这样的真平安。
Then you will not allow your sin to disturb you.
你就不会允许你的罪在那里搅扰你。
Because you can return to Christ very soon.
因为你很快的就能够回到基督的里面。
Then you know where this freeway is.
而且你知道这条大道在哪里。
Then you return to it often.
你经常常常的回调这条大道。
Then you experience that peace.
你就经历到这个平安。
How do I know where the entrance is?
我如何知道这个路口在哪里呢?
Sometimes we know we want to return to Christ.
很多时候我们知道我们要回到基督里。
And sometimes we don't know how to get on the freeway.
但是很多时候我们不知道如何走在这条大道上面。
The abiding word of the Lord is the lamp to our feet and light to our path.
这个住在我们里面的活道乃是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of the Lord will lead us to the entrance of the freeway.
主的话会引我们到这条大道上面。
If you continue to honor the word of the Lord,
如果你一直的尊重主的话,
that the word of the Lord will lead you to that entrance.
主的话就要引你到那个入口。
Therefore, we have to have the word of the Lord operating in our life on a daily basis.
所以我们每天必须让主的话在我们里面发生功效。
We cannot only have the word of the Lord operate in us on Sunday or Friday or Saturday.
我们不能只让主的话在我们里面起作用在周五、周六、周日的时候。
We have to return to the word on a daily basis.
我们必须每一天都要回到主的话里面。
Then we have the lamp to our feet.
我们才有脚前的灯。
We have the light to our path.
才有路上的光。
So we know how to find the entrance.
我们才知道如何找到这个入口。
Brother and sister, if we have the way to find the entrance, then we have the freeway, then we will return to Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们知道找到这个入口的路在哪里， 这样我们就能够走在那条大道上回到基督里面。
This is not only applicable to those who just been saved.
这个不是只对那些刚刚信主的人需要这样的。
This is actually getting more important when we are saved for a long time.
你今天信主很久了， 对你来说是更加重要。
There's no immunity on this.
没有一个人在这件事上是免疫的。
You cannot say, "Oh, I have been saved for a long time. Now I immune to my personal sins."
你不能说我得救很久了，所以今天我在罪的事情上我已经免疫了。
No, it's not so.
不是这样的。
God allow us to return to Him.
神允许我们回到他的里面。
No matter how long you have been saved,
无论你信主多久,
this is as important as to you as anybody.
这件事对你来说和别人是一样重要。
So brothers and sisters, we need to return to basic.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要回到基本。
If we do not address our sins,
如果我们不重视我们的罪,
then we preach the way of the cross.
然后我们在那里传讲十字架的道。
And we preach The anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们在那里传讲圣灵恩膏的道。
But there is no reality in us addressing our own personal sin.
但是在我们的里面，却在我们个人的罪上面没有真正的去对付。
Then we will not have that true peace.
我们是不会有真平安的。
Brothers and sisters, return to Christ is so important in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹们，每天回到基督里是多么的重要。
You know, multiple times.
很多次需要回到基督。
The moment you're disturbed by your sins.
当你发现你被罪所搅扰的时候。
Get on this freeway.
走在这条大道上。
Return to Christ.
回到基督里。
Then you return back to the Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
然后你就回到了罗马书第八章第一节的实际。
Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不再定罪了。
Only after you travel this freeway,
直到你走在这条大道上。
The Romans chapter 8 verse 1 are meaningful to you.
罗马书第八章第一节对你来说才有意义。
Then that scriptures will dispel all the unrest from you.
这一节的圣经就会把其他所有的不安都拿掉。
I once heard this story. I like it very much.
我曾经听到一个我很喜欢的故事。
In a pastoral setting, there are shepherds and the flock.
在使徒的时代有。
No. It's a 田园的。
哦，在田园的一个
环境，
一个环境里面有牧人和羊群。
And one day, the shepherds found themselves engulfed in a massive wildfire.
有一天这个牧人就发现旁边着了大火。
And then filled by the very strong wind.
然后同时有很大的风。
You know that if there's a wildfire, under the strong wind in the pastures, it's very dangerous.
如果着有森林大火在那里又有大风，你知道这是非常危险的。
And the line of fire advancing very rapidly.
你就发现这个火势蔓延的非常迅速。
And incinerate anything and everything in its path.
他们就把所有的东西经过都烧掉。
So it posed a great threat to the shepherds and the flock.
他就使这个牧羊人跟羊里面充满了惊恐。
And there's one shepherd.He quickly reacted to this.
有一个牧羊人很快的就有回应。
And he set a control fire himself.
他在那里要靠自己控制火势。
So before the line of fire closed, he set up a fire himself to burn off a piece of ground large enough for all the shepherds and all the flocks.
在那个火势还没有蔓延到他这里，他就在他的田园那里点起了一把大火。
Therefore, there is a ground that has been burned.
所以那个地上就一大片被烧着了。
Therefore, he gathered all the shepherds and all the flock and stayed in the burned ground.
他就找来了那些牧羊人跟他的羊，就留在那个被烧尽的那个区域里面。
So when the line of fire came through,
所以当那边的火烧过来了
，spare all the shepherds and all the flock.
使那些牧羊人跟羊群都安全。
They pass through them without hurting them.
那个火势就从他们面前烧过去，他们却没有任何的损伤。
Because they stand on the scorched ground.
因为他们站在一个烧毁的一块地上。
A ground that has been burned once cannot be burned second time.
一个地如果被一次烧毁了，第二次是不会再烧到。
You can never burn something that has been burned before.
你是不可能来烧一个东西，它已经被烧毁了。
There's nothing on the burn ground is consumable by fire anymore.
在那个被烧毁的地上，没有任何一个东西能够使火燎原的。
So all the shepherds, all the flock, stay on the scorched ground are safe.
所以所有在那个烧毁地上的牧人跟羊都安全。
Our Lord Jesus is that scorched ground.
我们的主耶稣基督就是那块被烧毁的地。
He has been crucified on the cross.
他已经被钉在十字架上。
It's like the burned ground.
他就像那个烧毁的地一样。
He cannot be burned again.
他不能够再一次被烧掉。
So if we are in Him,
如果我们在他的里面，
if we stand on that burned ground，
如果我们站在那个烧毁的地上，
we cannot be burned，
我们就不会再被烧，
we are saved，
我们就安全，
there is no condemnation，
就再没有定罪了。
For those who are standing on the burned ground，
对于那些今天站在那块烧毁地上的人来说，
but and sister， this is how we deal with the storm of our sin，
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们今天如何来对付我们个人的罪。
This is so fundamental，
这是如此的基本。
But it's so important，
但却如此的重要。
This is foundation of our spiritual life，
这是我们属灵生命的根基。
If we don't deal with this， you cannot build anything on top，
如果我们不来对付这件事，你在上面什么也盖不起来的。
You can try to buildmany many things，
你可以尝试在上面盖很多的东西，
but you will not be successful，
但你绝对不会成功的。
But we have to deal with the storm of our sin，
我们必须要来对付我们生命当中的罪。
On a daily basis，
每一天都要对付。
Right, the second one，
第二个，
we have to surrender to Christ in the storm of our self life，
在我们己生命的风暴里面，我们需要向着基督来降服自己。
Our Lord JesusSubmit to his Father completely.
我们主耶稣基督向着父神是完全的降服。
And there is no discord between his will and that of his Father.
在他的意思跟父的意思之间没有任何的间隔。
And all the temptations he went through were to steer him away from his Father.
他所有经过的试探都是要把主从神的旨意里面夺走。
Even in suffering, it was according to the will of God.
即使他的受苦呢，是因着神的旨意。
And not due to any conflict with his father.
而不是因着与父之间有任何的不同。
Suffering can leave marks on him.
这个所受的苦难在他的身上留下了记号。
But it never distracted him.
但是没有搅扰到他。
In his life, there's no strength.No inward controversy with the Father.
在他的里面与父的旨意没有任何的不同与违背。
Much of lack of peace for us is we do not have inner unity.
我们今天很多时候失去平安，乃是我们里面缺了那个联合。
Our old self is fighting the new self all the time.
我们的旧人常常和新人在那里打仗。
So we find ourselves torn in two directions.
所以我们就发现我们这个人好像向着两边在走。
We know what the Lord wants us to do, but we want to do something different.
我们知道主要让我们做这个，但我们自己却想做那个。
How can you have peace like that?
这样的情况你如何能够有平安呢？
That inner conflictIt exists in us constantly.
这一个里面的征战是经常出现在我们里面的。
Therefore, we have to find a way to have this inner unity.
所以我们必须找到一条路，使我们得着这个里面的联合与一致。
And Jesus invites us to take His yoke upon us.
所以耶稣邀请我们要来负他的轭。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
No, if you look at the word, this take upon his yoke, the yoke has a meaning of to join.
如果你来读这段话，你会发现这个轭，负我的轭，这个轭上面是有一个能够连在一起的一个东西，
是让我们
能够联合。
So imagine this picture of a wooden frame.
你想象这里有一个木的架子。
And join a pair of oxen.
使两个的牛能够连在一起。
At their necks, allow them to plow together.
好使他们能够一起来耕田。
So oftentimes, a younger and less experienced ox is paired with a more seasoned one for guidance.
所以常常一个年轻的、没有经验的牛会跟一个老牛，它会连在一起。
This illustrates Lord's invitation to yoke with him.
这是我们主耶稣要表达我们来负他的轭。
The Lord is asking you and I to yoke with him.
我们主耶稣来邀请你跟我要来负他的轭。
So we can walk alongside him, sharing the burden.
所以我们可以在主的旁边来负他的轭，来分享他的重担。
It's sharing the burden that makes the yoke easy and light.
是分享主的重担能够使这个轭能够轻省。
Brothers and sisters,This is that the meaning of that invitation.
弟兄姊妹们，这是那个主的邀请的意义。
Now, how can we resolve this inner conflict?
我们今天如何能够解决我们里面的这个征战？
Is we yoke with the Lord Jesus Himself.
乃是我们与主同父一轭。
And the yoke is upon Jesus and upon us at the same time.
这个轭一面在主的身上，一面在我的身上。
And He's taking the majority of the load.
主担当了绝大部分的重量。
Therefore, the yoke becomes easy and light.
所以这个轭它是轻省的，是容易的。
But there is a problem.
但是这里有一个问题。
We have a yoke of ourselves.
我们有自己的轭。
You may not know, every one of us has a yoke.
你也许没有意识到每一个人都有轭了。
Every one of us has a yoke.
每一个人都有一个轭。
The yoke of our self-life.
那是我们己生命的轭。
The yoke of our self-life is heavy, a heavy burden.
我们己生命的轭乃是一个重担。
I think much of the burden of life comes from the yoke of our self-life.
我想我们生命当中很多的重担都来自于我们这个己生命。
That's why Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest."
所以这是为什么我们主耶稣在那里呼召，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，我就使你们得享安息。
Before we can yoke with Him, Jesus asks us to come to Him to bring our heavy burden to Him.
当我们要与主同负一轭之前，主邀请我们来到他的面前。
We are all burdened by this yoke of our self-life.
我们都因着我们的己生命成为一个劳苦担重担的人。
So before we can yoke with the Lord, we have to remove the yoke of our self-life.
所以在我们能够来与主同负一轭之前，我们必须卸下我们个人己生命的轭。
I think much of the difficulty today.We experience in services is having two yokes.
我想今天我们大多数在服事当中所遇见的难处，都是我们负了两个轭。
We have this supposedly light and easy yoke.
我们有这个理当轻省容易的轭在哪里？
But at the same time, we still have the yoke of our self-life.
但是同一时间，我们又有自己己生命的轭在哪里？
This complicates our life.
这个使我们的生命很复杂。
Because you have two yokes.
因为你有两个轭。
And it also puzzles you.
这个使你里面困惑。
Isn't the yoke of Christ light and easy?
难道主的轭不应该是容易轻省的吗？
See, now I'm wearing this light and easy yoke.
那今天我担上了这个容易轻省的轭。
But why do I feel heavy?
但是为什么我觉得如此沉重呢？
Because underneath that light and easy yoke,
因为
在那个轭的下面
哦，在那个轭的下面有。
If you look closely that light and easy yoke, underneath there is a heavy yoke of self-life.
如果你仔细的去看那个容易轻省的轭，它下面藏了一个你己生命的重担。
So we all have this heavy yoke, but then we put on the light and easy yoke.
我们都在扛着那个己生命的重轭，然后我们又背起那个容易轻省的轭。
Then we start serving together. This is not light and easy.
然后我们就一起服侍，你就发现这个一点不轻省容易。
Don't you have the feeling that it's really not light and easy?
你有没有这样的经历呢？它实在不轻省容易啊。
Do you know the difficulty?In services, in a corporate way,
你知不知道在身体当中服侍的情况？
Sometimes we don't feel light and easy.
我们常常不觉着轻省容易。
Because every one of us has two yokes.
因为我们每一个人都有两个轭在那里。
We love to talk about our light and easy yoke.
我们爱在那里谈论我们这个容易轻省的轭。
We never remove our heavy yoke.
但是我们从来没有把我们己生命的这个重担重轭卸下去。
This will not make things easy.
这个不会使事情变得容易的。
It only makes things more complicated.
只会使事情更加的复杂。
It's actually sometimes more complicated than just one heavy yoke.
其实很多的情况下比你只负一个重轭还要麻烦。
If you just have your yoke of your self-life,
如果你只有己生命的重轭
at least you're consistent.
你还是一个很一致的情况。
You're very consistent.
你一直都是这个样子。
You don't need to pretend anything.
你也不需要装。
I'm heavy.
我就是很沉重。
I have this heavy yoke.
我有这个很重的担子。
What can you do with me?
你能对我怎么样？
That's me.
这就是我。
I wear this heavy yoke.
我就是担了这个重担。
But now you put on this light and easy.
但是今天你背上了这个容易轻省的东西。
It's supposed to be light and easy.
它应该要容易轻省。
I need to pretend it's light and easy.
我需要来装它是轻省容易的。
But I know it's not.
但我知道不是这个。
Because underneath I have this heavy yoke.
因为在这个底下我有一个重担在哪里。
That's why Jesus said, "Come to me, you heavy laden."
这就是为什么主耶稣在那里呼召到我面前来，凡劳苦担重担的人。
To set aside your heavy yoke.
把我们自己的重轭放在一边。
Then yoke with him.
然后与他来同负一轭。
Then it's light and easy.
这样才会是容易轻省。
But sometimes we put on this light and easy yoke.
但是很多时候我们负上了这个容易轻省的轭。
Then we secretly take the yoke back.
然后我们又把重担扛回来。
Then we put on that heavy yoke again.
又把那个重担又扛上。
That's okay. We listen to the word. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden.
没有关系。我们要来听主的呼召，凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，我就使你们得享安息。
Set aside that heavy yoke again.
再一次把那个重担放在一边。
It's not one time event.
这不是一次一蹴而就的。
It's not one day you set aside your heavy yoke of your self life, then that's all.
这不是你某一天卸下了你几生命的重担，然后就完事了。
We love our heavy yoke, do you know?
你知不知道我们是喜欢我们己生命的重担
？We enjoy our heavy yoke.
我们享受我们自己的重担。
So without knowing, we put on our heavy yoke again.
好像不知道的，下意识的，我们就把我们的重担扛在肩头。
Then we need to be reminded by the Lord to set aside our heavy yoke.
我们需要被主来提醒，要卸下我们己生命的重担。
Brothers and sisters, again, this is very basic.
弟兄姊妹们，这仍然是一个很基本的。
This is the practice that no one else can actually see.
这是其他人所看不到我们里面的操练。
But they can only witness that you do not have peace.
他们所看到的只是你没平安。
They do not know what's going on with you.
他们不知道你发生了什么。
But that you don't have peace.
但是你没有平安。
When you don't have peace, you don't have joy.
你当你没有平安，你就没有喜乐。
When you do not have peace, you do not have any of those fruit of the Holy Spirit.
当你没有平安，圣灵所结的其他的果子，你都没有的。
But the problem is the heavy yoke.
但是问题乃是这个重担。
So before we yoke with the light and easy yoke.
所以当我们来负主那轻省容易的轭之前
，Let's be reminded to set aside our heavy yoke.
我们需要来被提醒，要把我们个人的重担放在一边。
So we can experience a true peace.
然后我们才能够经历到这个真平安。
You don't need to tell people, look at me, it's light and easy.
你不需要告诉别人，哎，看我重很轻的担子。
People can see you have peace.
别人可以看到你有平安。
Everyone can see our Lord Jesus has peace.
每一个人都看到了我们主耶稣基督。他有平安
，because there's no inner conflict，
因为他里面没有不一致。
There's only one yoke，
只有一个轭。
The yoke the Lord put on Himself，
是主负上了这个轭。
So when brothers and sisters remember， we only want to have one yoke。
所以弟兄姊妹要记住，我们只要有一个轭。
Before we come together， before we engage ourselves。With brother and sister, let's consider, Lord, remove my heavy yoke.
当我们聚在这里见到弟兄姊妹之前，我们要祷告主啊，卸下我的重担。
The problem is me.
问题乃是我。
Everyone should view issue this way. The problem is me.
每一个人都要意识到问题乃是我这个人。
It's my heavy yoke.
乃是我的重担。
So my responsibility.Is remove my heavy yoke.
所以我的责任乃是卸下我的重担。
My responsibility is not to remove my brother's heavy yoke.
我的责任不是卸下我弟兄身上的重担。
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
You create a wall.
你就在这里制造了一个战争。
If I want to remove his heavy yoke,
如果我要卸下他的重担
，I have to war with him.
我需要跟他打仗的。
You can never win that way.
你永远不会在这件事上得胜的。
You can remove your own heavy yoke.
但是你可以卸下你自己的重担。
Maybe when a brother see your peace,
也许当一个弟兄看到你有平安。
And he will remove his heavy yoke.
他也会把他的重担卸下。
When we all remove our heavy yoke, then we enjoy true peace.
当我们都卸下我们的重担的时候，我们就经历到这个真平安。
Always look at ourselves.
总要看到我们自己。
Do not look at others.
不要去看别人。
Because it's useless.
因为没有用的。
We can only remove our own yoke.
我们只能够卸下我们自己的重担。
Let's move on to the third category.
当我们现在一起来看第三点。
How do we deal with this the storm of the law?
我们如何来解决这个重担这个律法呢
you know, the law given to Jewish people have lots of do's and don'ts.
这个律法给到犹太人有很多要做的很多不要做的
Making life very tough for them.
使他们的生活非常的繁重。
Even tougher is what's written in James chapter 2 verse 10.
好像繁重到一个地步就像雅各书第二章十节所说到的。
You don't need to memorize this verse.
你不需要记这节圣经。
This is verse 8. It is stated that whoever keeps the whole law but stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
因为凡遵守律法的只在一条上跌倒他就是犯了重条。
What?It surprised us, right?
这个实在使我们觉得惊讶。
So there's no 99.
这里没有99%。
If you fulfill, you obey 99 out of 100% of the law, you still break the whole law.
如果你遵守了100条律法里面的99条，你仍然是没有遵守律法。
Who want to go to this school?
谁想要进到这样的学校里啊？
It's a terrible system.
这简直太糟糕的系统。
You know, if I break one, I might as well break 99.
如果我毁坏了一条，那我还不如99条都把它毁坏了。
If I break one, I break all.
因为我毁坏一条，就我所有的都毁坏了。
But this is the word.
但是这是神的话。
You break one, you break all.
如果你没有遵守一条，你就是所有的都没有遵守。
Then the religious leaders, Pharisees and scribes, they actually add to it. They add a lot of interpretations.
所以那些宗教的首领，那些法利赛人、文士，他们就加了更多的规条、律法在这个里面。
Who can have peace living in that system?
在这样的一个系统里面，谁能够有平安呢
？You break one, you break all.
你就破坏了一条，你众条都破坏了。
But we look at our Lord Jesus.
但是我们看我们的主耶稣基督
He lived in perfect rest regarding the law.
他在律法的里面他是完全的安息
And never in bondage of its regulations.
他从来没有因这些规则里面受捆绑
Therefore we need to ask why.
所以我们需要来问为什么
Do you know the purpose of the law?
你知道律法的目的吗
They say, wow, there's so many. I can tell you the purpose of this law and purpose of that law. But do they have aCollective purposes.
你会告诉我有很多的律法，我告诉你这条的目的，那条的目的，但是它所有的律法有一个目的吗
？Do you know there is a collective purpose of all the law?
你知不知道在众律法里面有一条目的
？All the law add together.
所有的律法加在一起。
There is actually one purpose.
所以只有一个目的。
What is that purpose?
那个目的是什么
？Is to secure God's preeminence in the heart.Of his people,
乃是使基督在他的子民里面心中居首位。
For example,
比如说
there's a lot of law against idolatry.
这里面有很多的律法都是在那里讲到不要犯奸淫。
拜偶像。
哦，拜偶像。
Idolatry takes the preeminence away from God.
拜偶像使基督的首位从人的心中被夺走了。
So, although We know you cannot worship idol.
即使我们今天知道我们不能够拜偶像
Do you know why?
我们知道为什么吗
Because God is preeminent.
因为基督乃是首位
He does not allow anything to take his preeminency from him.
他不允许任何的事情把他的首位能够从我们身上夺去
There is therefore there is law against that.
所以这里有一条律法要来禁止我们做那样的事情。
You look at all the law, it's this way.
你看所有的律法都是一样的。
They're against those things that would take Christ's preeminence from him.
他都是要来禁止夺去使基督居首位。
Like covetousness.
就像贪心。
When you covet something,
当你贪
You take God's preeminence away from you.
你把基督在你里面居首位的情况拿走了。
Because you want something else more than you want the Lord.
因为你要那件事情比你要主更多。
So there's a law against that.
所以这里有一条律法要禁止。
Because he take God's preeminence.
因为他把神居首位的情况夺去了。
All the law are this way.
所有的律法都是这样。
There are so many different laws.
所以这里有不同的律法在。
Because there are so many different ways that God's preeminence can be taken away.
因为有太多这种情况能够把基督居首位从我们身上夺走。
So how to be liberated from that?
所以我们今天如何能够在这样的情况里得自由？
Is to give Christ preeminence in your heart.
那是在你的心中使基督居首位。
In Jesus.God's preeminence was already secure.
在耶稣的心里，神在他心里居首位的情况是一直在那里。
Therefore, he fulfilled the spirit of the law.
所以他就完成了律法的要求。
So there's the spirit of the law.
所以这里有那个律法背后有灵在那里。
The spirit is to secure God's preeminence.
圣灵乃是要在那里保证基督神在他的里面居首位。
Therefore, Jesus summarized all the law into love your God with all your heart.
所以耶稣就把所有的律法总结到一起，乃是你要爱主你的神。
When you love the God with all your heart, God has preeminence in your heart.
当你尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神的时候，基督就在你的里面居首位。
Then you fulfill the spirit of the law.
你就完成了那个灵的。律法背后的灵。
Then you're not bound by the regulations anymore.
你就不会再被那些规条所捆绑。
So for Jesus, every day is a Sabbath day.
所以对于耶稣来说，每一天都在过安息日。
Because every single day, God is preeminent in His life.
因为每一天神都在他的里面居首位。
Therefore, every day is Sabbath day.
所以每一天都是他的安息日。
He's no longer be bound by the regulation concerning Sabbath.
他再也不会被守安息日的规条所在那里捆绑。
So today, there's a very simple way for us to be liberated.
所以今天对于我们来说，有一条非常容易。使我们脱离律法的捆绑。
Give God preeminence.
使神居首位。
Love God with all your heart.
爱主你的神全心全意。
Then you fulfill the spirit of the law.
然后你就完成了这个律法。
You're not bound by all the regulations.
你就不会被那些规条所捆绑。
Then you have true peace.
你就有真平安。
Therefore Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
所以耶稣就说，你们必要认识真理，真理必使你们得自由。
This is the spirit of the law.
这是律法背后的灵。
If we have the spirit, we obey the spirit of the law.
如果我们有圣灵在我们里面，我们去遵守律法背后的灵。
And the truth will set us free.
这个真理就使我们得自由。
Then we will have peace.
我们就得着真平安。
You know, Pharisees were known for criticizing Jesus for not honoring Sabbath.
你知道法利赛人经常在那里批判耶稣，他没有遵守安息日。
They focus on the literal interpretation of the law.
他们在那里关注对安息日的解释。
They do not know the spirit of the law.
他们却不知道律法背后的灵。
They did not give God preeminence.
他们没有使神居首位。
They follow the law outwardly but fail to give God preeminence.
他们在外面去遵守规条律法，却没有在里面使神居首位。
But Jesus called them hypocrites.
所以耶稣就叫他们假冒为善的。
Brothers and sisters, it is as easy today for us to be a hypocrite.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天要成为假冒为善的人是一样容易的。
Just as easy as Pharisee.
就像当年的法利赛人一样容易。
Maybe you wrongly think that no, that's for Pharisees.
也许你会想到那些只是说到法利赛人
That's for scribes.
那是说到文士
we are free from that we will not be considered that.
我们是不会被称为那样的人的。
But today is just as easy for us to be hypocrites.
但是今天我们要成为法利赛人，是假冒为善的人，是一样容易的。
If we do not give Christ preeminence in our life,
如果在我们的生命当中，我们不使基督居首位，
then we don't have the Spirit. We don't follow the Spirit of the Lord.
然后我们就没有在那里遵行律法背后的灵。
Then we become a hypocrite.
然后我们就变成一个假冒为善的人。
You can do all the things outwardly.
你可以在外面做很多的事情。
Whatever one thing is right, then we will do it.
什么事情是对的，我们就做。
We follow the brothers and sisters.
我们在跟从那些弟兄姊妹。
Whatever they do, we do.
他们做什么，我们也做。
And we feel good by doing it.
我们那样做，我们就感觉自我很良好。
But we do not give Christ preeminence in our heart.
但是在我们的心里，我们却没有使基督居首位。
Well, we're doing those things together with others.
当我们和别人一起在做那样的事情，
and we do not give Christ preeminence,
我们没有使基督在我们里面居首位，
then we are a hypocrite.
我们就是一个假冒为善的人。
Literally, we are the same as Pharisees.
事实上，我们和那些法利赛人是一样的。
Anything that we do today can be a tradition.
我们今天所做的所有事情都可能变为传统。
If we do not know the spirit of it.
如果我们不知道是背后的灵，
even that, you know, originally when those brothers have seen the light, they do things certain way.
也许最起初的时候，那些蒙光照的弟兄们，他们有一些的做法。
They knew the reality of it.
他们知道那个实际是什么。
They practice that way.
他们那样在那里操练。
They know exactly the spiritual meaning of it.
他们完全知道这背后属灵的意思。
They live in the reality of it as well.
他们活在那个属灵背后的实际里面。
Then they pass it on to us.
然后他们传给了我们。
We do the same thing as they do.
我们做和他们一样的事情。
Outwardly, it's not different.
外面看起来是没有什么区别。
Maybe we're even better.
或者我们有可能做得更好。
We have more equipment.
我们有更多的设备。
We can do it better.
我们可以做得更好。
We can do it more conveniently.
我们可以做得更方便。
We can even do it remotely.
我们可以远程的来做。
But that's not important.
但是这不重要。
Do we have the same reality as those who started this?
我们是否里面有一样的实际，像那些开始的弟兄们呢？
Do we know the meaning of it?
我们是否知道这背后的属灵意义呢？
If we don't,
如果我们不知道，
it's only a tradition.
它就只是一个传统。
Nothing more than a tradition.
只是仅仅是传统而已。
It's no better than any other tradition.
没有比其他的传统有一点的好。
Maybe you think that our tradition is better than somebody else's tradition.
也许你会想到我们的传统比别人的传统要好。
Tradition is tradition.
传统就是传统。
No matter how good the tradition is,
无论你的传统有多好，
it is still a tradition.
它仍然是传统。
Brothers and sisters, we don't want to live in tradition.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不愿意活在传统的里面。
Therefore, we have to know the spiritual meaning of everything we do.
所以我们必须要来明白我们所做的事情背后的属灵意义是什么。
Not only we know the spiritual meaning, we need to live in the reality of that meaning.
不只要明白这个事情的属灵的意义，我们还要活在这样的实际里面。
What do we start?
我们如何来开始呢？
You start by give Christ preeminence.
你开始是要使基督在你里面居首位。
When Christ is preeminent in our heart,
在当基督在我们里面居首位的时候，
everything gets right.
其他所有事情都对了。
That's how those forefathers started.
这就是前面的先祖们他们如何开始的。
They started by give Christ preeminence.
他们开始是使基督在他里面居首位。
Then the Lord revealed to them a way, a form.
然后神就向他们启示一条道路，外面的形式。
That not only they know why they do that.
不止他们知道为什么要这么做。
They have the preeminence of Christ in them.
他们在他们的里面，基督在居首位。
So to them it's not traditions.
所以对他们的不是传统。
But now,
而现在
we are far away in time from them.
我们与他们的时间间隔太久了。
And many of them are no longer with us.
很多的人已经不在我们当中了。
Can we continue to live in the reality of it?
我们是否仍然能够活在这样的实际里面呢？
And that's something we have to be careful before the Lord.
就是我们在神的面前必须要谨慎小心。
And how we need to encourage one another.
我们如何来能够鼓励彼此呢？
No, what is our focus?
我们的重点是什么呢？
Are we focused on external practices?
我们是否看到只是外面如何操作呢？
Or we focus on give God preeminence?
或者我们重点是要使基督在我里面去首位。
Oh, Christ must have the first place in everything.
基督必须在万事上居首位。
We have to have this reality in everything we do.
我们必须要在每一件我们所做的事上有这样的实际。
In our personal life, in our corporate life.
在我们个人的生活，团体的生活。
Regardless of what things we are discussing.
不管我们在讨论什么事情。
Then we have to give Christ preeminence.
我们必须使基督在我里面居首位。
Have Christ, give Christ the first place in everything.
在每一件事上，凡事上，基督居首位。
If we have this reality,
如果我们有这样的事情，
if Christ is preeminent in our heart,
如果基督在我里面居首位，
we will never fall into traditions.
我们永远就不会跌入到传统的里面。
We will never be in tradition.
我们就永远不会在传统的里面。
We always are those who are fresh in the Lord.
我们就会一直在主里面成为新鲜的人。
That's why Jesus said, "Love God with all your heart."
这就是为什么耶稣说要全心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
This is what we need to hold on to.
这是我们今天所要抓住的。
This is should be our reality.
这实在要成为我们的实际。
This is the way we can live in true peace.
这是我们可以活出真平安的路。
Brothers and sisters, we do live in an age of storms.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在是活在一个充满风暴的时候。
But Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you."
所以耶稣说，我把平安赐给你们，我把我的平安赐给你们，是这世上所没有的。
Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
不要害怕，也不要惧怕。
This peace is not like the peace of the world.
这与世上所赐的平安是不同的。
It stems from his union with his father.
乃是与从父的联合所得着的。
Brothers and sisters, it's a great gift of God to leave us his peace.
这实在是主给神给我们极大的恩赐，能够活在他的平安里面。
But we need to be diligent.
但是我们需要殷勤。
So we need to deal with our sins.
我们需要来对付我们的罪。
We need to return to Christ in the storms of our sins.
我们需要在我们罪的风暴里面，我们回到基督的那里。
We need to remember that. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
我们需要记住，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不再定罪。
This need to be.Inscribed in our heart.
这个需要印在我们的心中。
Whenever we are disturbed by our sins,
当我们被我们罪所搅扰的时候
，Remember to get on this freeway of repentance.
记住要回到这个悔改的大道上面。
Return to Christ.
回到基督里。
Multiple times each day.
多次的每天的这样来操练。
So we become a person with reality.
所以我们就会成为一个有实际的人。
We are consistent.Between inner being and our appearance,
我们外面的表现跟里面的人乃是一致的。
We're so burdened by our own heavy yoke.
我们实在被我们个人的重担所在那里搅扰。
Knowingly or unknowingly,
有时候知道，有时候不知道。
Sometimes we have this heavy yoke without even our own knowledge.
很多时候我们自己都不知道我们在那里背重担。
But Jesus said, "Come to me."
但是耶稣说到我这里。
Heavy laden.
劳苦担重担
Remove that heavy yoke.
卸下那个重担
Oftentimes we need to do that.
很多时候我们需要这么来做
Then yoke with him.
与他同负一轭
Then it's light and easy.
这是轻省容易的轭
Everyone can see it's light and easy.
每一个人都能看到它是容易轻省的
Because you have peace.
因为你有平安
We need to give Christ preeminence.
我们需要是基督居首位。
We don't want to be a hypocrite.
我们不想成为假冒为善的人。
就是 the most difficult person for the Lord is hypocrites.
在神在主的面前，最难对付的人就是一个假冒为善的人。
And although Jesus addressed them severely,
我们主耶稣很严重地斥责这件事情。
Because the hypocrite sometimes believes that by maintaining an outward form, they're justified.
因为假冒为善的人，他们相信我维持住了外面的形式，我在神的面前就能够称义了。
Then they will be saved.
他们就会得救。
Therefore, they will not return to Christ.
所以他们就不需要回到基督里。
The Christ has to use severe language against them.
所以基督需要用很严厉的话语来斥责他们。
So, brother and sister, we ask the Lord to save us from hypocrisy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要求主救我们，脱离这样假冒为善的情况。
And we have to give Christ preeminence.
我们需要给基督在我们里面居首位。
This is the secret.
这是秘诀。
If Christ is preeminent in your heart,
如果基督在你的里面居首位，
there's no way.You can be a hypocrite.
你是不可能成为一个假冒为善的人的。
You are a true son of God.
你乃是一个真实的神的儿子。
May the Lord allow us to see how do we have this peace of Christ.
愿主帮助我们看到如何能够有这样与神之间的安息。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are so grateful that You know our weakness.
天父，我们何等的感谢你！你知道我们的软弱。
You know each of us.
你知道我们每一个人。
You know every one of us and our own weakness.
你知道我们每一个人，并知道我们每个人的软弱。
And you know our burden in life.
你知道我们生命当中的重担。
Then you ask us to come to you, to bring our burden to you.
你呼召我们来到你的面前，把我们的重担带到主的面前。
And you say you leave your peace to us.
然后你把你的平安赐给我们。
So what a wonderful gift.
主啊，这是何等美丽的恩赐。
So may this morning all of us will come to you and we will confess our weakness.
主啊，所以愿意我们今天早晨每一个人都来到主的面前，向主承认我们的软弱。
We are those who are often disturbed by our own sins.
主啊，我们是常常因着我们自己的罪在那里被搅扰。
We are often disturbed by our own heavy yoke.
主，我们常常被我们的重担所缠累。
And we do not give you a preeminence in our lives.
主，我们常常在我们生命当中没有使你在我们里面居首位。
Therefore, we do not enjoy the peace of Christ.
所以我们没有经历到基督的平安。
May you save us from this.
愿主救我们脱离这样的情况。
We do not want to live like that.
我们不愿意一直活在这样的里面。
We want to return to Christ.
我们愿意回到基督的里面。
We want to enjoy the life without condemnation.
我们愿意经历这没有定罪的生活。
We want to wear the light and easy yoke.
我们愿意一起来负这容易轻省的轭。
We want to serve you in peace.
我们愿意在安息的里面来服侍你。
We do not want to be a hypocrite.
我们不愿意成为一个假冒为善的人。
We give you the preeminence today.
我们把今天要把首位要归给你。
We love God with all our heart.
我们要全心全意的爱主我们的神。
May you grant us that peace.
主啊，愿你赐给我们这样的安息。
So together we can declare that you are the Prince of Peace.
主啊，我们可以一起在这里宣告你是平安的君王。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你这样的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.